Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We're looking forward to a journey through this broadcast today with issues that I believe need to be called to our attention, that we need to analyze, especially as Christians and as conservatives and patriots. We need to see what's happening in the world, recognize what is taking place, and how we should respond in the world in which we're living in. As we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's God's word that I call the truth book. It is the truth. Jesus said that in John 8:31-32. He says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. It's the truth of the word of God. Jesus validates that when he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues day by day, we do so from a central Biblicist worldview. And that central Biblicist worldview is simply looking at what does the word of God say? Based on what it says, how should we then live? How should we respond? What should we do? I believe it's time Christians determine that we're going to do something with what we know based on the authority of Scripture. I believe so often Christians will simply hear the word, not heed the word. Hear the word and simply storehouse the word, if you will, and not be utilizing the word in daily life decisions and the process of what's taking place in our world scene today. I believe we have more things coming together simultaneously on a world scene today than in the history of the world. I believe we're watching major eschatological things coming to the forefront. I believe we're watching today the last of the last days, wrapping up this old universe, just before the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world by what is called the rapture. And I believe that is near at hand. This is not said as an alarmist. This is said as an apologist, one that believes that the word of God ought to be heard, heeded, believed, and shared, and I believe that's what we ought to do today. And as we face the issues, remember, it is truth that we need to face and stand on. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I believe we're in the very midst of that day when truth is rejected, truth is despised, truth is simply challenged. It goes back to Genesis 3 when Satan said to Eve, yea, hath God said. It's the challenge on the word of God. It is the despising of and the dissing, the disregarding of the truth of the word of God. We need to stand on truth, ladies and gentlemen. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made the statement, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I believe that's what we need to do today, is to stand on the truth, love the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, and defend the truth. And anything outside the truth of the word of God will be a stumbling block for anybody that follows it, rather than adhering to, thus saith the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about professional lawn care equipment as well as the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, where is that located? How can you find that? Ladies and gentlemen, find the gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the American flag flowing at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today America held hostage politically, spiritually, and morally. Yes, we are. We're held hostage today, and it's a demonic delusion that is taking place across America and around the globe. And I believe that you'd have to be half blind and not be able to see good out of the other eye, not to recognize that things are changing dramatically in the society in which we're living, that things are changing with a tectonic change, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that we'll never go back to what would be called normal. Recently, somebody asked Anthony Fauci, Lord Fauci, Emperor Fauci, Dr. Fauci, if things would ever go back to normal. And he laughed and kind of twerked his neck, and depends on what you mean normal. Just recently, he said that masks are not going to go away, that masks will be required on a seasonal basis as the colds and the flu season pops up. We'll need to go back to masks. They want to keep us masked, ladies and gentlemen, and that is a forced submission to be able to, if you please, condition every American to be obedient and submissive as sheeple rather than we the people, to government rather than government being that which we say what to do. Government is not telling us what to do. But ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're aware of the fact that 17 states awakened today to discover the fear of not having gasoline. Are you familiar with that? From Houston, Texas to New York, 17 states, southern states, and all of the eastern seaboard are now faced with a gasoline shortage. Now, let me just do a little hypothetical, young blood parenthetical footnote on that statement before we go further. Keep in mind, it's the Biden administration that wants to shut down all gas and oil production. It's the Biden administration that says that we need to switch and convert everything from coal and gas and oil to electricity, electric, without telling you that to form the electric for the electric car, for the electric batteries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it takes natural gas. It takes the product that we get our oil from. And if you shut down oil and natural gas, where is the product coming from to make the batteries, to build the plastic bodies for many automobiles, and to make those things that are polyester and otherwise coming from the oil base in America. But yeah, that's Biden's goal, is to shut it down. You remember the first thing he did when he went into the office? The first executive order was to shut down the XL pipeline. That pipeline going all the way from Canada right down through the center of America to the Gulf Coast, to the Gulf area, so that it could be transported then out of the transport stations in Texas, Louisiana, et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't realize until this fiasco now with the 17-state shutdown of oil, natural gas, and gasoline in particular, since last Friday, I did not realize, ladies and gentlemen, that already under the Biden administration, listen carefully, under the Biden administration, 45% of our gas and oil is now coming today, this moment, coming from Russia. Russia. When under the Trump administration, we'd stopped any dependence on foreign oil, and now we're dependent by 45% on Russia, Russian oil. And yet Biden would want to point to Russia and say Russia is the cause of this shutdown now of the pipeline. Ladies and gentlemen, this gasoline pipeline, it's not just a matter of having cars. In fact, I understand in South Carolina and understand in North Carolina that they're already out of gas. The cars are lined up only to find the gas stations have been depleted of their gasoline product. North Carolina and South Carolina have already announced that today. They're out of gas. Why is that so? Because of a cyber attack, ladies and gentlemen, on the Colonial Pipeline distribution system. It's, by the way, domiciled out of Georgia. It has about 5,500 miles of pipeline from Houston, Texas, all the way up to New York. But ladies and gentlemen, it's causing consternation. It's causing major confusion. And we're talking about today America held hostage. I recall back in 78, 79, and 80, I preached a message from the pulpit of the Rehoboth Baptist Church in Atlanta on a giant meeting where all of the evangelists in the state were meeting and preaching. And my message was America held hostage. And I talked about 441 days being held hostage, our hostage, American hostages held hostage by Iran. And one of the fast track for seeing things of that nature, but a little different in component today in our nation. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we're held hostage in America, hostage politically. We'll talk about that in this broadcast. Joe Biden administration holding we the people hostage, causing submission and surrender of our freedoms and our liberties in America by the Biden administration. We're being held spiritually hostage by demonic delusion that's being brought about where every mainline denomination has bought into the demonic lie of the sodomite agenda of the LGBTQ. We're being held hostage morally. The morals and the ethics and the values that we had just a few years ago are gone by the board today. Morally, it seems as though anything that a person pleases to do is accepted. And if you disallow it, you diss it, you say anything about it from a moral, spiritual standpoint, then you're the one that's the bigot. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about America held hostage, politically, spiritually, and morally. That telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Love to hear your opinion, your thoughts, your comments. Are you concerned about the gas shortage? Do you believe that this will be over in a few days? You believe this is just the opening of the Pandora's box for what will be a major national debility in the days to come? Ladies and gentlemen, I said when Biden took office, my bride can affirm it, and I've touched on it in several different venues. I said when he took office that by June, July, we'd be looking at $6 a gallon for gasoline in the on the eastern seaboard, probably $6.50 to $8. You go out to the left coast, the place called California, where you've got those that are lacking anything that's called morals, ethics, and values in charge of the populace in the state of California. But ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at this gasoline shutdown on the eastern seaboard, all the way from Houston, Texas, going across the southern states and right up the eastern seaboard. And it's because of a malware attack on their computer systems. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says, juggler of the U.S. fuel pipeline system shut down after cyber attack. The infiltration of a major fuel pipeline is the most significant successful attack on the energy infrastructure that we know of. The main fuel supply line to the U.S. East Coast has shut down indefinitely after the pipeline's operator suffered what is believed, notice another word, indefinitely, after the operator suffered what is called, believed to be the largest successful cyber attack on oil infrastructure in the country's history, presenting a danger spiking gasoline prices. The attack on the Colonial Pipeline, which runs 5,500 miles, provides nearly half the gasoline, diesel, jet fuel used for the East Coast, most immediately affecting some of the company's business-side computer systems. Not the system that directly runs the pipelines themselves. The Georgia-based company said it shut down the pipeline as a precaution and has engaged a third-party cybersecurity firm to investigate the incident, which is confirmed as being ransomware attack. It first disclosed the shutdown last Friday and said it has also contacted law enforcement and other federal agencies. A shutdown that lasts more than a few days could send gasoline prices in the Southeast spiking, the market analysis said. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a 5 or 6 page article, goes into detail about that which has taken place with the attack on the cyber system. It's a cyber attack. It is, and I understand they've not publicized it, but I understand through some of the material that I've read that the ransom company, the ransomware company that's attacked their system, is wanting $100 million to release their software system so that they can continue to operate. Let me just pause for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. They're wanting $100 million from the Colonial Pipeline Gas Distributing Company that has the pipeline 5,500 miles from Houston, Texas, to New York, covering all of the South and all of the Eastern Seaboard. They're saying if you don't pay it, we're going to keep it shut down. Ladies and gentlemen, we have today the potential of the absolute crippling of the Southern states and the Eastern Seaboard. The crippling. Keep in mind, if you cannot get gasoline, you can't have transportation. If you can't have transportation, you can't have buses. You can't have cars. You can't have long-haul trucking, hauling gasoline, hauling other products and supplies. You can't have the shelves in the grocery store being replenished each and every day. You can't have the transportation that we know and become to be familiar with and accustomed to in the United States of America, where anything's depleted today, it'll be refreshed and replenished in the morning as the truckers come in. There's already a major shortage, ladies and gentlemen, across America with truckers, especially in the realm of gasoline transportation. Read an article just last week that said some of the truck lines are offering as high as, listen to this, $14,000 per week. Not $1,400, $14,000 per week, $728,000 a year for long-haul truck drivers. That linked now with a shutdown of the gasoline product by way of the Colonial Pipeline in the Southeast and all of the Eastern Seaboard. What can that point to? Where could that take us as a society? I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, America being held hostage politically, spiritually, and morally. But we understand the scripture says in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, that perilous times shall come. And may I simply emphasize with a little parenthetical footnote, perilous times have already arrived. They're here today. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating. We're in those days. And it ought not to surprise us, ladies and gentlemen, because the Bible is replete with evidence that in the last days we're going to find wickedness and difficulties taking place. The Bible says, in fact, in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore," verse 13, "wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days." The word evil is the word poneros, means bad, difficult, dangerous, dark. "The evil days, and having done all, to stand." Ladies and gentlemen, I believe there is a call of God today, perhaps as never before in the history of our great nation, for Christians to wake up, speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen. Come out from under the bed and out of the closet. Be vocal, visible, and victorious in taking the stand. And where the Apostle Paul says in this text, in the 13th verse, "having done all, stand." Literally, when you look at the Greek text, it means digging in your heels. You don't run. You don't turn. You don't hide. You don't squander the opportunity. You stand and face the enemy. And that's exactly what we need to do today, perhaps more than any other time in the history of America. The Bible is clear, if the foundation be destroyed, what should the righteous do? And we're finding the fundamental foundation, the moral, ethical foundation, the spiritual foundation of our great nation being undermined and destroyed, perhaps as no other time since the first century church and its persecution and the prosecution of Christians then. But ladies and gentlemen, as a result of this pipeline being shut down, it is ginning up fear, anxiety, chaos, and confusion. You link that, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on, we'll talk about it further in this broadcast, you link that with what is taking place and has been for a year and a half with COVID-19, and the fear of people to take a mask off, the fear of people. I saw just the other day someone driving down the expressway with their latex gloves on, their shield on, and their face mask on, driving their automobile. Somehow, some way, our whole society today has been brought to our knees with fear, and yet the Bible says in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, the seventh verse, God has not given us a fear, a mind of fear. He's not given us a spirit of fear. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, that's the spirit that permeates society today. There are people today at this moment that's fearful. How are we going to get to work tomorrow? What are we going to do as far as getting groceries? This, ladies and gentlemen, with the pipeline being shut down, it's going to cause a major push to stockpile groceries, canned goods, toilet tissue, hand towels, gasoline. I put some gas in my tank this morning because not a fear necessarily of it running out, although that's going to take place up and down the seaboard, but because of the price skyrocketing. I said, and let me repeat, I said just a few months ago after Biden had gone in the office that we'd see $6 plus a gallon for gasoline in the southern states and far more than that in the northern states, northeast and on the left coast. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching this take place. It is causing fear, and people are already fearful enough of COVID-19, fearful enough of the push to force everybody to get a COVID pass to be able to have transportation, to be able to fly, to drive, or to go in a restaurant, or to buy, sell, or trade, fulfilling what is found in Revelation, the 13th chapter. It is the precursor of that. But now on top of that, a fear because of the lack of fuel for transportation. How about those that are driving to school? How about the school buses that needs petrol? How about the airplanes that need jet fuel? What about all of this that we're seeing today take place? Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, I'm sure, may not have had his finger on this, but let me just touch on a little conspiracy theory on my part. What if the Biden administration's desire to see the shutdown of gasoline and petrol products across America so that he could force you to buy an electric car? They've already said that by 2030, they want all automobile manufacturing to be the electric cars. What if this is one of the major pushes to force you to abandon a fuel-burning automobile? Ladies and gentlemen, let me just do a little footnote to that. What they're not telling, what the Biden administration is not telling you, those automobiles, the Teslas and others with the totally electric vehicle, during the freeze in Texas just a few months back, the Teslas were all on the side of the road because those batteries freeze and it does not allow the charge to go into the running of the automobile. Tesla stock dropped dramatically when that took place. It's going back up today. But ladies and gentlemen, this is, I believe, a manipulation of the fuel in order to force people to go to the electric cars. And ladies and gentlemen, what they're not telling you, with that $100,000 Tesla, when the batteries run out, when the batteries are dead, batteries need to be replaced, you'll spend between $25,000 and $40,000 to replace your batteries. How many tanks of gas would that buy if you're not depending on an electric automobile? I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Good morning. Great. And I hope you are.
Yes, sir. I am very blessed. I just want to say in comment to what you're saying on today, I hope that this will open the eyes of the American people today to help them to realize just how much a useless time they have wasted in a witch hunt against President Trump when he was in there in the impeachment process and the Russian collusion and just wasting taxpayer dollars towards something unconstructive to allow us to be caught in such a position as we are in right now instead of building up, you know, the infrastructure of our country and trying to maybe, you know, shore up the protection and security that we need so that things like this wouldn't catch us off guard like this. This is just such a terrible shame that we had to be, you know, caught, you know, in a place and a time just like this.
It certainly is. And Pastor, one of the things that I believe, and I have at this juncture in my brief research on the subject, because this has just happened, I believe that we have a Russian connection, but I question seriously whether or not it's a Russian promulgated connection in what has taken place. I believe there is a nexus somewhere behind the scenes because the Biden administration wanting to shut down the gas, natural gas, and the oil that we find when he shut down the XL pipeline. And I believe if it is not a nexus there, that's okay. But I believe yet and still we have a Russian connection. And just think, Russia is already selling us 45% of the oil and the gasoline product that we're getting today, just since Biden went into office, this will spike it to probably 60% to 70% of our oil coming from Russia, rather than being independent, as we had gained that independence of oil production under the Trump administration. And it fits exactly with what you're saying, the hitting the nail on the head, that perhaps this will cause some people to sit up and think about what took place with the coup and the election process that overthrew a president and overthrew the presidential election to put Joe Biden in office. Perhaps voted for Biden will start thinking, did we make the right decision? Pastor Davis, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Yes, sir. Well, certainly, Dr. Youngblood, as I said before, you know, it's right now, it's a bad time, you know, for us to be caught like this, because, I mean, the pandemic had already had the economy crippled, and, yes. Jobs, you know, the job market is just, you know, it's poor. You know, a lot of people are not working, out of work, and a lot of people are in the unemployment line still. It's a bad time for us to be caught like this. But then we have to blame our leaders, the people that we have put, you know, in the offices to serve us, you know, as public servants, you know, because, like I said, they have funneled their time and their energies towards something negative instead of something positive. I guess maybe the next thing that's liable to happen, and I'm certainly hoping that it doesn't, Dr. Youngblood, I believe we talked about this before, how they have the capability to shoot that bomb out in the atmosphere and knock out the electric grid. I'm fearful of things like that happening, because they have wasted so much time, you know, looking at other things instead of, you know, something that will really help us as, you know, the American people.
You're exactly right. And one of the things, and you touched on that, and it's on target, because the thing, just as they've now with the cyber attack on the infrastructure, by way of the internet, by way of online cyber attack from this company now, or this group out of Russia, as I understand it, with the Colonial Pipeline. Think if that same thing were to take place with our electrical grid across America. Pastor, this is something that we've talked about, and perhaps our listeners have not understood, but across America, we are at a desperately vulnerable position with our grid, our electric grids across America. It could have the same type cyber attack with the malware that will shut the electric grid down across America. It's been known now for 25 or 30 years with the federal government, and they've done zip, zero, nada, nothing about hardening our grid, our electrical grid. Just think if in the midst of this, with the pandemic, with the shutdown now of the 5,500-mile gasoline pipeline, if somebody were to come in and to have a malware attached to with the cyber attack on our grids, of what we would do. Someone said if that were to take place with the EMP in the outer space going off, or with the attack on our grid, with our electric grid, that it would put America back to the 17th century as far as the way where we would be, helpless and hopeless, because nothing would run, nothing would crank, no gasoline pumps, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
amen.
Pastor, what I've said and what I'll say again on this broadcast today is recognizing that we're dealing with the network of absolute demonic, satanic attacks on America, holding us hostage through the hands and the minds of the wretched political leadership that we have, and it should cause every Christian to look up and understand that our hope is not in man, but in God himself. But Pastor, thank you so much. Keep on praying and keep on looking up as we continue to trust God. As Nehemiah said in Nehemiah 4:20, our God shall fight for us. Thank you so much for your information and your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today America held hostage politically, spiritually, and morally, and I could say and ethically, because with what we see taking place in America today, we're held hostage to that demonic force that is out there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.